The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
SAG-AFTRA members are not happy that Drew Barrymore is bringing back her very successful talk show in the middle of their strike. So Drew confirmed this news on Instagram. She said season 4, it's coming back, baby. But of course, her show is covered by WGA, the Writers Guild. And so they're like, well, this is not okay with us. Like, we're in the middle of a strike. We're really trying to hold our own so we can get the payment that we want. We want these certain standards for our career. And so you're kind of going against us if you're deciding to continue your show. But she's not the only talk show that's continuing to air next week. Both her show, The View, Tamron Hall, and Live with Kelly and Mark are also airing. I don't know if maybe they're just not covered by WGA, but they're all going to be on the air.
Well, what they've done is with the union, they have struck a separate deal. So they're what the union is asking for, those producers and those shows are providing. So they're getting an exemption. So they're not going by the current guidelines. And this is what, like, this has been a huge to do with actors who are at the Venice Film Festival and who are doing and who are promoting their films. But the ones who are there, because I watched Jessica Chastain do a panel, and she's explaining that the producers on her film, they are compensating and giving the proper dues to their staff per the guidelines of the union. So that's why the union is like giving passes, I guess. I don't know how the proper terminology, but allowing them to promote films, allowing them to go on with their shows as long as they're doing X, Y, Z under what the union is asking for in the strike.
So what Drew is saying is that they're not going to be discussing or promoting any kind of film or television that's not a part of this deal, but they're also saying that they're not going to use like writing for the show. So they're kind of like, we're not really a part of this in any way. But I could imagine, like, if somebody's coming on and maybe they're not talking about their TV show or their movie that they're trying to promote, it still kind of feels like a weird loophole. Mm-hmm. So the WGA put out on Twitter that because they're covered by the union, that they are going to be picketing in different shifts and basically protesting the fact that her show is continuing to go on the air. They're really upset about this. Okay, let's talk a little bit of sports.
Sports.
So Joe Burrow this weekend became the NFL's highest paid player on Saturday.
They're going to take that check away after this week.
And on Sunday, had one of the worst games of his career.
Yes, he did.
I think sometimes when you get that much money, like, you start to think that you got to do more.
How
right?
much is that much?
$275 million over 5 years.
The pressure definitely changes after you sign on that line.
I would think so. And then they got spanked by the Browns.
By the Browns?
Uh-huh.
He got benched in the fourth quarter, 6 minutes left in the game. I mean, I don't know a lot about, like, I was looking at the stats, and I'm like, I don't know what these numbers mean. All I know is that people are mad. And at his press conference, he came out, and of course, they were asking questions like, dude, what happened? And he was like, it's the first game of the season, and it's going to start, but we're going to get better. And I was just like, okay, Joe. Like, I think he's just happy with his $275 million. He's just going to sit back.
He's been hurt a little bit also, and I do think the pressure of that, you just kind of all of a sudden think that you got to do more than what got you there.
Oh, you try too hard.
Right.
When you had bad games before, nobody thought much of it, but now that you signed that $200, you don't get to have a bad game.
Yep.
So in other more romantic news for Joe Burrow, the girlies are all upset because there's a rumor that he might be engaged, and him and his $275 million are officially off the market. So there's actually a bar in Cincinnati that is selling a sad girl shot for 9 cents, where you too can get this sad girl shot until the rumors of his engagement are confirmed. It's like Bailey's whipped cream and chocolate syrup. So if you're in Cincinnati, which we're not, but if you're listening on the podcast, then you too can get a little drunky monkey while waiting for this news.
I'm assuming he's got good people around him going, you know what? You might want to run a prenup by her now. Now is a real good time.
It's probably a good idea. Okay, an AI-generated track using The Weeknd and Drake's voice will not be Grammy eligible. The track, kind of a bop. And the CEO said, let me be extra, extra clear. Even though it was written by a human creator, the vocals were not legally obtained. The vocals were not cleared by the label or the artist, and the song is not commercially available. And because of that, it will not be eligible.
Who thought that that was even going to go through, you big dummy?
They got some gusto.
Don't you think there will be a category at some point, though, for AI?
Not if you're using people's voices without their consent.
I bet there will be. I bet within 5 years there will be.
It'll happen. Yep.
He was all excited for the premiere of his documentary until a terrifying bomb threat. I'll tell you about Lil Nas X's scary situation on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.